Hello, Robin. This is Ash. Thanks for your time today.
I'm happy to do it.
I guess I'll start off by introducing myself and what I'm doing and why we're doing this, and then we can move on and you can talk about how you got involved with all this. So, my name is Ash, and I'm working for Rose Ariadne, who is basically releasing a course called Mastering the Magic of Witchcraft. And she has been getting a lot of tough questions about witchcraft in general and Wicca and other things occult and pagan related. And she thought it would be a good idea to contact people who have a lot of experience with Wicca or witchcraft and pose some of these questions to them so we can get kind of a broader range of experienced views to our listeners. And that's why we're contacting you. So we're really excited that you're with us today. And if you could just, basically tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved with Wicca and kind of what path you followed and how long you've been doing it and all that.
Let me see. My father practiced a bunch of different types of religions. He was kind of a, well, he kind of studied them all. And he gave me my first tarot deck when I was about 8 years old and taught me how to read tarot. And that was kind of the start. That's how things I kind of got interested in watching the way that he lived his life and taking a little bit of his belief system. And both my parents were very into education. If you're interested in something, you need to find out as much about it as possible, was their belief. Well, they let me go to all the different kinds of churches. Anything that I was interested in, that's what I did. I took the Baptist church bus on Sundays for a little while and went to some Rajneesh type stuff and studied Buddhism, everything.
Wow.
What it always came back to for me personally was the whole earth part of it.
Right.
You know, my dad and my mom, well, they were solitary practitioners. They kind of did their own thing, but they always made sure that they paid attention to and taught us to notice the different phases of the moon, the different times of the year, and to make us understand that the food that we grow, you know, with all the agriculture and stuff like that, but it didn't used to be that way. You know, that your food didn't come packaged, that you couldn't just go into a store and get whatever you wanted. So it kind of, you know, things like Halloween, All Hallows Eve, October 31st being not so much, you know, a time for dressing up and going and getting candy from the neighbors, but that it was the last harvest. Anything left on the ground after the moon that night belonged back to the earth. And I always thought that that was kind of cool, so I've been doing it since I was 8.
Wow. Well, that's great that you had a set of parents and people in your life that were open-minded and kind of let you follow your own path. And